welcome to the brand new Canyon View High School gym, the home of the Falcons in Cedar City, on the north end of Cedar City, a beautiful gym, and the first matchup ever between Dixie High School and Canyon View High. It's a Dixie High School team that's trying to rebound from a heartbreaking loss at the hands of Pineview Wednesday night. Canyon View, on the other hand, played Snow Canyon very well until late in the ball game when the Warriors pulled away and beat the Falcons. So this is a Canyon View team that is young, inexperienced, but gaining more experience and trying to get their first Region 9 win of the year. This is going to be a very alive, a very noisy gym to deal with, and we'll be bringing you the Flyers and the Falcons. Everything's up in the air tonight with the Flyers and the Falcons. We talked with Coach Ken Robinson and Coach Steve Hodson, familiar faces to St. George and Cedar City both, and a longtime rivalry between the two coaches, but a very gentlemanly, a very strong, a very pleasant rivalry, and a rivalry among friends. We talked with Coach Ken Robinson of Dixie High. We'll be back with his comments after this timeout.
We're back with Dixie High School head basketball coach Ken Robinson. And Coach, I know it's disappointing to have the loss last time out, but your kids really did play well most of the ball game.
It's interesting because we as a team, after sitting down and charting and going back over that ball game, it's interesting the mental approach and feelings that the team has away from the coaching staff, the individual team members, and how they felt that we played and how things went. I was encouraged in the fact that the team members picked out a lot of the things that hurt us during that ball game, and it's encouraging the fact that they feel like and they know that we can play a lot better than that. And so, obviously, we'll have a second round and another chance to meet this team behind you. But here we are tonight in the next region ball game, and we've got to get ready to play Canyon View up here in Cedar.
That's fascinating that the team would recognize a lot of the things that you would think normally just the coaching staff would see.
It is. They do a good job. They know what it is. They can just sit there. I don't even, in a lot of cases, don't have to say a word. In fact, a lot of the seniors, I was pleasantly surprised to see them pointing them out to underclassmen. So it's they're a smart group of guys. They know. It's just a lot of times it's hard to, knowing it and seeing it happen after the fact is one thing, but actually putting it in part of the game, and that we're working on.
This is a group of seniors that is used to win.
They're used to winning. They've won at all levels, and obviously it's 10-2 or 9-2 now, but I hope we win another game where we can become 10 somewhere along the road. We'll sneak up on one more and get 10, but at 9-2, you know, hopefully we can, you know, it has been a group of guys who do know how to win, and they'll continue to do so, but, you know, it's, our interest is not just being there. Our interest is obviously is getting on top, and so it's against the good teams that we've got to figure a way to cut down on the errors that we're doing and be more fundamental and take care of the basketball and make good decisions and shot selection and all the things that make a good ball club.
Actually, the final score was a much, much closer ball game than that final score between the two.
Well, I agree with you on that. I think that when you look at the ball game again, anybody that got a chance to see it in person and watched it on television saw that it was even within 3 to 4 minutes, it was still just very reachable and a ball game that was interesting and entertaining for all the fans who watched it.
Canyon View, this is a young ball club that you're facing.
They're a young ball club. They've got a couple of sophomores in their starting lineup. The seniors all stayed at Cedar City when the two schools split. So this is a young ball club, but they, as everyone knew they would, they slowly getting better and better as the year goes on. And as we get into region now, they're fundamental. They'll play hard, and we've got to come in on their floor and be ready to play our style of game and create some turnovers and do it with a lot of energy.
I guess every coach that faces Canyon View is wondering, are they going to make that final step and really start to come together against me? Just hope they don't.
That's right. Tonight's going to be the over the heel thing. It's the way they just really blossom into a fine varsity team. You know, I think a lot has to do with what you allow them to do. I think a lot of things have to do with, you know, how well we play and what our defense allows them to do. And obviously how well we handle the ball when we're on offense and how well we execute and work hard to get each other open. So these are things that we're stressing with the boys today in entering this game against Canyonview.
This is a new team, but it's a coach you're familiar with.
Yeah, it's a new school, and obviously Steve Hansen and myself, we've had a few barn burner, head-banging games against each other. So, yeah, we know each other pretty well, and some things change, but there's a lot of things that stay the same.
I know you've had a little illness problem. Shane Grouchon's missed the last couple of ball games with illness. How healthy is he tonight?
Well, it's interesting. He's here. He's dressed up. He says he's ready to go. We'll have to see, obviously, break him in and let him get breathers. But hopefully he'll be here and have the energy to help us tonight. We do have another injury. Clint Alexander will not be dressed out tonight. He banged his knee a couple days ago, and at the point now, the soreness is that they decided to hold him out tonight.
And hurts on some of the firepower.
It does, but I think with Shane back and with the depth that we have, hopefully we'll have everybody ready to go.
You've gone with a fairly stable starting lineup for the last several ball games. Do you plan any changes tonight?
No changes tonight. We'll go with the same regular lineup and hopefully continue to work on the things we're trying to work on.
The key against the Falcons.
We've got to concentrate on their key personnel. We've got to concentrate on Rand, James, who's maybe their best all-around player. His younger brother, a sophomore, is 6'5", 6'6". It's developing into a fine high school player as young as a sophomore. Those are their two inside key personnel. They guard out front and hit the three-pointers. We've got to close out and play good defense on them. But I think the critical thing is our defense and what we allow to have open looks and whether or not we put pressures on them getting back down the floor.
As a coach, following a heartbreaking loss, are you anxious to get back out on the floor again, get the kids back out and into the fray?
It's always good to come right back and play again after a loss like that where you don't have a full week to sit around and stew over it. But the guys, I think one of the most interesting things will be tonight to see if they come out with the smiles on their faces and the energy and let the other one go.
Coach Ken Robinson, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
There you've heard from Coach Ken Robinson prior to this ball game, and you know the Dixie side of the story. Let's take this time out. We'll be back with Coach Steve Hodson of Canyonview after this.
Listening with Canyonview head basketball coach Steve Hodson, different title.
But you're experienced in the league, Coach.
I've been in the league just a couple of years, Larry. But, yeah, different school, different kind of opportunity here with a young program. But we've got some real good kids that play hard, and we've had some success along the way. So we're going to have to come out and play one of our better ones, obviously, tonight against the Flyers because they've got a lot of experience. But, you know, that's why you play. You don't just play on paper. You play on the floor, and hopefully we're going to come out and play well tonight.
Let's talk about this Canyonview team. It's young.
Well, yeah, there's no question about it. This summer, I don't think we could drive, you know, to the game. So, I mean, anybody that had a license, we're young. We start two sophomores, three juniors. But, you know, at this point, we may be young, but we're not inexperienced. This is our 13th game of this year. So we have experience. We may not have to get extra years growth as far as physically being able to get there. But we play varsity basketball, so we're a varsity basketball team. And again, you know, every night in this league is a challenge, and tonight the challenge is the Flyers.
Let's talk about the preseason. What were some of the things that this team developed that you liked and some of the things you're a little worried about?
Well, I think just the physical stature of our kids. You get a lot of kids that are sophomores and juniors. They just haven't filled out. I think strength's obviously a factor, particularly at the varsity level. The things I've really liked, I thought preseason-wise, is we play hard, we play well as a team. We come out and compete night in and night out, and that's all you can ask of any club, whether it be a younger team or an older team, is to come out every night and compete, and we have really done that. I've been real pleased that night in and night out, we cared enough about our teammates, about our program, and about ourselves to come out and compete, and we've been real successful in that area, and we've been very competitive all year long.
you have one starter that moved over from Cedar City with you. That's Rand James.
Yeah, Rand came with us. He started as a sophomore. Different role, obviously, last year as a sophomore. You know, his role was defined as you need to guard their best player, you need to rebound the basketball, and whatever comes on the scoring end is a bonus. Plus, he's playing with older players, has been in the program, know where they're going, what they're doing, and now it's a different kind of thing. He's obviously the leader of our club. We only had two kids that were even suited up for JV basketball last year. The rest of them were with the freshman and sophomore level. So we've gained a lot of experience this year. We've found out that there's a different intensity between preseason games and region. And hopefully we're going to be a little more prepared for that tonight.
Dixie, you know the Dixie style. You've coached against Ken Robinson before, but this is a brand new team for you again.
Well, and they're a different club. I mean, if you've got, they've got Todd Rignell, but when you have Robbie Rignell, you're going to pound it down inside to Robbie all day long. When you have Jolly, you're going to pound it down inside. They're a little different club. They're very athletic. I guess the word that is used is spurtability. These guys really have spurtability. They have the ability to score the ball in a hurry. That's obviously a concern with Brent Garasoli and with Cody Bundy. And then the kids, the other kids, they can all score the basketball. And we can't let them go on one of those 22-2 spurts that they are capable of doing. And so they present us a tremendous challenge tonight. Hopefully we're up to it.
Is that going to be the key? Keep the spurts from happening?
Oh, no question. No question. Now a lot of the spurts come from their defense. They come up with a lot of steals. Well, that's us. If we cannot give up a lot of steals and give them easy baskets in transition, then you may have to make them play against our set defense. Then you don't have quite the spurts that they have. But where they really get their spurts is they get a couple steals, get a couple threes, get a couple rebounds, come down, knock in a couple jumpers, get some fast break layups. Again, this is like playing Kentucky. I mean, they're high octane. They're going to get the ball up and down. They're going to shoot the ball well night in and night out. They've got senior leadership. They've got the MVP of the region from last year in Cody. And obviously with a young club, yeah, I hope we believe. I hope we believe in ourselves enough to come out and compete, and hopefully, if we execute, we give ourselves an opportunity to win.
Starting lineup tonight for the Falcons.
Well, we're going to start two kids that, honestly, they're like, as far as size is concerned, I'm not sure they'd start in many junior jazz leagues. Steve Barnes starts at the point for us. He's a 5'5 sophomore. Weighs all of 115 pounds. There aren't a lot of people quaking in their boots when he takes the floor, but he's a good player. Larry, he has a great mind, understands the game, and he's getting better week in and week out. We'll start Blair Einfeld at the two guard for us tonight. Blair's a 5'7 junior, so we go 5'5, 5'7 in the backcourt, and Blair's the monster of the two. He weighs 125. So, you know, as I talked about, just the physical side, you know, catching up with these kids, the future's real bright. They've got some game. They can play. Now, physically, they need to grow into that game, but three spots Rand James, averaging about 12 points a game for us, and it's hard for Rand in that he's the focal point of everybody's defense. They're going to try and take him away, and yet he's very capable. Night in and night out, you can put some points on the board, he's going to rebound it, defend, and do some good things for you. And younger brother starts at the four spot for us, Nate James, a 6'6 sophomore, and again, he's one of those kids that just keeps growing. I mean, he's going to be hopefully a 6'7", 6'8 kid, but it'd be nice when he starts filling out. He's kind of a string bean right now, but he's capable of big nights. And again, but he is a sophomore, and that's a challenge when you start against Dixie, two sophomores. Then our postman is Jaron Tate. He's a 6'5 junior. Played a little JV basketball last year. We have one other player that started for us quite a bit earlier in the year, and Johnny Gason. Johnny's had the flu. Played about 5 minutes against Cedar. Came back to practice one day, and was down again. He was out Tuesday and Wednesday, didn't play against Snow Canyon, didn't practice on Tuesday, came back yesterday, practiced maybe, half hour. How much he can go tonight, I'm not sure. But he gives us an athletic body. He's a 6-foot, 190-pound athlete. And when you play Dixie, you need some athletes because they put some fine ones on the board. So we're going to go that way. We know what kind of challenge it is. We know what kind of coach Ken is. Ken does a great job, and he's got a quality program year in, year out. He's going to be successful. So hopefully we're going to get to that level again. I think we were at Cedar, and now the challenge is to get Ken to get to that level. And I got kids that want to, and that's all you can ask.
Can I ask you, beautiful facility here, and yet this is your year of torn allegiances. You have family on both sides, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's hard. My daughter Summer's a senior at Cedar High School. She's also a student government historian. She's the Madrigal president.
Wow.
And so she's pretty aligned with the red and gold. And then I have a daughter that's a cheerleader, that's a sophomore cheerleader. Pretty much the primary reason I came here, an opportunity to spend 3 years with my daughter. So I have her here. My mom and dad came to the game against Cedar, and mom wore a Redman sweatshirt and dad wore a Canyon jersey, and they sat in the middle of the stands, one on one side, one on the other. So yeah, we're pretty well split in allegiance. I'm pretty partial right now to black, silver, and teal. You know, I really like my kids, and I cheer for Cedar every game that they're not playing up. But yeah, there's a little allegiance problem there. But you know, the more games Cedar and Canyon do play against each other, the less I think my guys like red and gold. And this is my last daughter that will be red and gold. But, you know, still, they will have graduated from there, both my oldest and now my one that's a senior. So I think we'll always be a somewhat of a Cedar household. But it does. It makes it interesting. The other night was a very hard game coaching against Cedar. It was a hard game beat, first of all, by him. And then it was real hard looking at those kids around on the floor, knowing that they've been in your program for many years, and you had so many deep feelings for them. So it's an unusual season this year. St. George's gone through those growing spurts. We're going through them now. So, again, it's a different allegiance, but hopefully the black and teals will come out and play well tonight.
Coach Beebe, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. Good luck tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, Larry, it's great to see you and all the people in St. George's and the friends. There's an allegiance there. I was once a rebel with Dixie for 3 years, and so I have an allegiance to St. George, too. So great to see you, and hopefully we'll have a good ball game tonight.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Larry.
There you've heard from the two coaches, Coach Ken Robinson of Dixie High School and Coach Steve Hodson. Seems strange to say Canyon View, but it's a brand-new school, and it's a golden opportunity to build a program from scratch. And that's what Coach Steve Hodson has chosen to do. He had the opportunity to move over or to stay at Cedar City, chose to move to Canyon View and to begin a brand new program. This is the beginning in Cedar City of what has already taken place in St. George 15 years ago when Pineview first split off of Dixie High School, and suddenly there was a division in the town. So when the third split took place, Snow Canyon off of Dixie and Pineview, it wasn't quite as traumatic as that first division. Well, Cedar City is going through a little bit of a trauma right now with having two high schools instead of just one to represent the major city in Iron County. You've heard from both coaches. We'll be back with the starting lineups in the beginning of this ball game, Canyon View versus Dixie, after this timeout. Welcome back to Canyon View High School gym. Beautiful, bright, very bright gym. Reminds you in terms of the brightness of the new Snow Canyon gym. And in that sense, the brightness of the lights has been a little bit of the pattern. A different style, not the track all the way around like Snow Canyon. And it's not a huge amount of seating, although it should be adequate for at least a while. And there is lower seating on both sides of the gym, both the east and the west, and then upper seating on the west side where we are also. And obviously, as you can plainly hear, this is going to be a very alive, a very noisy gym. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for Canyon View. 5 foot five or six, depending on whether you look at the roster or talk with Coach Steve Hodson. Guard Steve Barnes. Blair Einfeld, a 5'8 junior, or 5'7 if you listen to the coach. Up front will be 6 foot 4 inch junior Rand James, 6 foot 6 inch sophomore Nate James, and 6 foot 5 inch junior Jaron Tate. Now for Dixie, starting at guard will be 5 foot 10 inch junior Corey Wegkamp, 5 foot 11 inch junior or senior Brent Garasoli, and 5'11 senior Cody Bundy, a three guard alignment for Dixie High. And the guys up front, 6 foot 2 inch senior Andre Sparks and 6 foot 4 inch senior Adam Monson. As Dixie would look at the ball game against Pineview and maybe be a little more critical, especially when you end up on the short side of a score. It really was a very well played ball game on both parts.
on Wednesday night. It was one of those golden ball games where both teams really put forth an effort, a little bit like Utah and Colorado State, a game you heard last night on KSGI and KZEZ. Ready to get underway. Let's get the starting the jump ready to go underway. Jumping will be sophomore Nate James for Canyon View against Adam Monson. First quarter about ready to get underway. Canyon View with a 4-8 record. Dixie with an 8-2 record. Tap controlled by Canyon View, but it's out of bounds to Dixie. So Canyon View with the tap, but throws it right into the lap almost of Coach Steve Hodson. Inbounds for Dixie in forecourt. Brent Garasoli down low. It goes to Adam Monson. Turn around with the left hand. Overshoots the basket. Rebound brought down by Tate. Rand James. Rand James brings it across the 10-second line. A three position, if you will. A small forward. Out in front it goes to Steve Barnes. All 5 feet six of him. And he is slender. Left-handed jump shot out of the corner. Three-point attempt by Barnes. No good. Rebound brought down by Wegkamp. Wegkamp across the 10-second line. Veers to the left side with the dribble. Comes out with the pass to Cody Bundy. Bundy looks for help. Looks to the right side. Passes to the right side. Wegkamp fakes the three. Now to Bundy right at the point. He'll rise from inside the three-point line and hit the two-pointer. Bundy gets the first 2 points of the night for Dixie. And it's 2-0 Flyers. Dixie will put on that soft full-court pressure to bother Canyon View on the way up. It's an immediate matchup zone for Dixie. At the angle it goes to Nate James. James brings it back out in front to Barnes. Barnes at the point to Einfeld. To the right side, it goes to Nate James. Long jump shot by Einfeld as the pass came way out in front. Is gathered by Rand James to Steve Barnes. Underneath it goes to Tate. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Put up again by Tate, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Out of bounds to Canyon View. Canyon View in the JV game had come from way down to get close, and when they had a chance, missed a lot of close-in jump shots. That was the case of a lot of shots being missed. Injury problems coming back. Who's going to be healthy for Dixie? That's going to be a challenge. Kicked out of bounds by Dixie. Is out of bounds for Canyon View. Once again, Dixie with a 2-0 lead. Ready to inbound. Nate James way out in front. It comes to Ram James. Back at the angle. It comes to Einfeld at the point to Steve Barnes. Barnes, a little left-hander, all 5 feet, 5 inches of him. Back out in front, it comes to Einfeld. Einfeld to Steve Barnes. To the right side, it goes to Rand James. Out in front, Barnes, his three-pointer, no good. Long rebound comes to Cody Bundy. Bundy into forecourt, right down the lane. Has the ball dribbled away from behind, gets it back. To the right side, it goes to Garasoli. Steps in front of the three-point line and misses the jump shot. Overshoots the basket. With the kind of tan color behind and kind of a short porch right behind, it's going to be a little tough to get used to. Similar in size to the Pineview High School pit. Into forecourt, Einfeld. Dixie still with a 2-0 lead, 6:02 left in the first quarter of play. Into the corner, it goes to Rand James. Back out in front, it comes to Einfeld to the high post to Rand James. It pops up to the baseline to Nate James, who hits the jump shot. Nate James, a 6'6 sophomore, may have plenty of future ahead for him. At the right side, it's a 2-2 ball game to Garasoli, to the baseline to Sparks. Jump shot over the basket. Foul will go to Nate James. Nate James took a big swat at the basketball. Not only got basketball, but got wrist, hand, and deflection. It's out of bounds. No, correction. It will be a shooting violation. Not after the shot, during the shot. So at the free throw line, trying to untie the ball game will be Andre Sparks. Sparks looking for his first point of the night. It's a 2-2 tie as it stands right now. Sparks, first free throw is up and good. 3-2. Dixie led 2-0. Now leads 3-2. Sparks was held to just 5 points against Pineview. Those came in the first half on Wednesday. Second free throw by Sparks is up and good. So Sparks unties it with two free throws, making a 4-2 lead for Dixie. Dixie will pick up Canyon View at half court. Across the 10-second line, Steve Barnes with a pass to Nate James. Reverses with a left-handed dribble, goes right to the basket, cut off by Dixie. Into the corner to Rand James, a little hop step before he took the jump shot, and a turnover by Canyon View. Problem that Coach Steve Hodson is worried about is turnovers. And right now, Dixie not being able to get the fast break, but they've been able to force some turnovers. Inbound comes to Garasoli, thrown over the pressure to get it inbound.
at the right angle. It comes to Wegkamp. Back out in front to Cody Bundy. Bundy bounced pass to the right side to Wegkamp. Ball knocked away. Wegkamp gets it back into the corner. Garasoli, three-pointer up and good. Brent Garasoli lets fly and gets his first three of the night. Good shooter. It's a 7-2 lead for Dixie. 5:04 left in the first quarter of play. At the angle, it goes to Rand James. Back out in front, it comes to Steve Barnes. Barnes looks for help. At the point, it goes to Einfeld. Pass down low, intended for Rand James. Ball knocked away, and a foul, I believe, will belong to Adam Monson. Monson will have his first personal foul. Monson with personal foul number one. That is team foul number one. And into the lineup for Dixie will be Matt Goodman. Goodman in for the first time. Out of bounds to Canyon View. Inbounds, ball almost stolen. It is stolen away by Andre Sparks. Lead pass, knocked away, stolen back by Einfeld. Here comes Canyon View the other way. Einfeld with the basketball across the 10-second line, leaves it for Rand James, threw his hands right out of bounds, almost into a tray of nachos. Little girl walking by as the basketball whizzed right behind her. 7-2. Dixie with the lead. Dixie with the basketball on the turnover by Canyon View. A young team still trying to find its way, especially in Region 9, to Wegkamp at the baseline. Ball knocked away into the hands of Sparks. Back into the corner to Garasoli. Ball dribbled away, stolen by Barnes. Barnes into forecourt. Reach-in foul will go to Garasoli, trying to get the ball back. Personal foul number one on Garasoli. Team foul number two on Dixie. So Garasoli with the personal foul, out of bounds, it will be to Canyon View. Rand James to inbounds, does so to Steve Barnes. Steve Barnes with St. George roots of sorts. His father, Kevin, played for Dixie College. At the angle, bounce pass comes back out in front to the left angle to Steve Barnes. Down low it goes to Rand James. Turn around, jump shot, no good. Nate James puts it back up and in. Nate James with 4 points on the night. Make it a 7-4 ball game. Dixie with the lead. 3:59 left in the first quarter. Dixie struggling a little bit offensively against Canyon View to begin things. Kind of a low-scoring ball game, similar to what happened between Canyon View and Snow Canyon. To the baseline, jump shot by Wegkamp. No good. Rebound knocked away by Sparks. Out of bounds. Wegkamp baseline jump shot was short. Dixie a little bit tight. Not quite the touch on the shots that they have had, and maybe still suffering a little bit of the effects of that loss at the hands of Pineview on Wednesday. Wegkamp is out to take a breather. And back in is Adam Monson. Pass goes way out in front to Nate James, to Rand James, brother Rand, the junior. Takes the jump shot at the baseline, in and out, no good. Long rebound comes down to Jaron Tate, who hooks it up and in. Tate has his first basket, making a 7-6 ball game. Dixie in the forecourt. Cody Bundy cut off immediately at the free throw line. Dishes off to Monson. Brings it out in front to Sparks. To Cody Bundy. Dixie. To be a little more patient on their offense, they want the good shot right now. Only a 1 point lead. At the angle, it goes to Bundy. Bounce pass back to Goodman. Looking down low. Instead, hits the high post to Sparks. Sparks leaves it for Cody Bundy at the point. Bundy will rise just inside the 3 point line. No good. Rebound. Brought down by Nate James. Canyon View with more size and getting the boards. Pass into forecourt. Grabbed beautifully by Rand James. Throws it back to Einfeld. Einfeld back out in front to Steve Barnes. Einfeld to set it up. Steve Barnes, that uniform just hangs on him. I'm not sure if there's one small enough for him for Canyon View. Ball knocked away from Rand James. Picked up by Cody Bundy. Quick hands by Dixie. Bundy gets the reception on that one. Instead of beginning the steal, pass underneath to Sparks to the basket, puts it up no good. There is a foul. Late recovery by Canyon View. They didn't quite get there, and Jaron Tate has his first personal foul. Second team foul on Canyon View, and at the free throw line is Andre Sparks again. Sparks 2-for-2 on the night. Dixie just 2 baskets and a couple of free throws. Canyon View, 3 baskets so far. All of them by the big guys. 2 by Nate James, 1 by Jaron Tate. At the free throw line, Sparks hits the first one. He is 3-for-3. Dixie takes an 8-6 lead. 2:30 left in the first quarter of play. Rather fast moving first quarter. Andre Sparks, good solid ball player.
Free throw is up and in and out. No good. Rebound tapped around, but brought in by Canyon View. Canyon View with a height advantage up front on Dixie. Across the 10-second line, Barnes to Einfeld. To the high post, it goes to Tate. At the right side, to Ram James, who hits the jump shot. Good passing. Ram James calmly hits that one, ties the ball game at 8. 2:10 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie has not been able to get their fast break going yet. And that's been one of the keys. Canyon View has slowed down Dixie. Give and go goes to Sparks, who lays it up and in. Sparks complaining about where was the foul, but he banked it home anyway. And the official shook his head, no foul. 10-8, Dixie with a lead. Great give and go. Sparks to Bundy, back to Sparks. Three-point attempt from the angle by Einfeld is up and good. Einfeld left alone at the left side, makes it an 11-10 lead for Canyon View. Driving is Bundy. Right side to Garasoli. Shot up no good. Rebound brought down by Ram James. To Barnes. Lead pass comes to Tate. Hits the trailer. Einfeld. Canyon View starting to feel more confident in their home gym. Barnes veers to the right side. Passes to the right side. Three-point attempt. Ram James. No good. Foul on Nate James. Trying to go to the basket. Has his second personal foul. Third team foul. Ready to come in will be Larry Stevenson. Also ready to come in will be Johnny Gason. Gason suffering a little bit off and on with the flu. Excellent running back for Canyon View this year. Stevenson in and Adam Monson to sit down. First quarter, a minute 16 left. Canyon View with an 11-10 lead. Cody Bundy to the right side. It goes to Sparks. To the high post is Stevenson. Stevenson, good passer. Leaves it out in front for Goodman. At the left angle, it goes to Bundy. Bundy reverses to the basket. Left-handed layup. Good. Beautiful quick move by Bundy. Veered to the right, then reversed. Came back with the left-handed dribble and the left-handed layup. 12-11. Dixie leads in the final minute of the first quarter. 50 seconds left in the first quarter of play. Einfeld pass to the high post. Goes to Rand James. To Barnes at the left angle. New man in there. Johnny Gason gets the pass. To the high post, it goes to Rand James. Into the corner, jump shot, Einfeld. Good! Einfeld has hit two of them. A 5'8 blade of a ball player, 13-12. 1-point lead by Canyon View. Goodman gets the ball into forecourt, starts to make the move, and is cut off. Leaves it out in front for Andre Sparks. 22 seconds left in the first quarter of play. Sparks will set for three out of the right corner and drill it. Andre Sparks. A total of 8 first quarter points. 15-13, Dixie by 2, 9 seconds left in the quarter. Einfeld to penetrate across the 10-second line, leaves it for Barnes. 3 seconds left, Barnes, shot blocked from behind by Bundy. They're going to call a foul on Bundy. Bundy thought he had the clean block, and instead has his first personal foul with 1.1 second left in the first quarter. Third team foul on Dixie. Bundy really frustrated. We'll make a selection of our locker room defensive player of the game for Dixie in this one. We always do. Larry Stevenson, the defensive player against Pineview. Free throw up and good by Steve Barnes. Steve Barnes, a 5'5", almost 5'6", sophomore. Older brother Jeremy is a junior on this team. Free throw up and good. Tie ball game at 15 from in backcourt. Dixie almost gets it. Off the back of the rim, rattles and ricochets off. At the end of the first quarter, it's a 15-15 tie, Dixie and Canyon View. Back after this timeout. What a wild first quarter, Canyon View and Dixie. And Canyon View may be the week that Canyon View comes alive. They are 4-8. They've had 4 very close victories. And they've picked on some interesting ball clubs, including Granger High School. A bigger ball team, a bigger classification. At the angle, it goes to Einfeld into the corner to Steve Barnes. Pass down low goes to Rand James. Gets away from Stevenson and hits the jump shot. Rand James, a little 10-foot turnaround, and make it a 17-15 lead for Canyon View over Dixie. Bundy will take the three-pointer and miss it. Long rebound comes into the hands of Gason. Gason leaves it for Einfeld. Blair Einfeld across the 10-second line to little Steve Barnes. His father, Kevin, we mentioned a former Dixie College player as one of the assistants for Coach Steve Hodson. At the left angle, Gason back to Steve Barnes. Three-point set shot. Rattles, will not fall. Rebound, Canyon View. Puts it up, and they're going to say a jump ball. put up and in by Tate. They're going to have the whistle ahead of time, and on the alternate possession, it's out of bounds to Dixie. Break for Dixie. Break for Dixie. As Dixie about had that one as a four-point deficit. Timeout Dixie. Todd Rignell into the lineup for the Flyers. Let's see if it's a full timeout or a 20-second timeout. It's a 20-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 17-50, Canyon View with the lead, and Dixie having all that they can handle against Canyon View tonight. Dixie looking a little listless and may have lost a lot of the energy against Pineview. It will be interesting also how Pineview matches up with Hurricane tonight. Hurricane coming off a bitter, disappointing loss against Cedar City. And Pineview trying to recover for, trying to make it three in a row. Dixie trying to get that one-game losing streak, not a streak of two games. But right now, Canyon View leads 17-15, 7-11 left in the first half of play. Stevenson way out in front, goes at the left angle to Goodman. Goodman to the left corner to Rignell. Rignell, good perimeter shooter, but it also showed that he could wheel and deal underneath last time out against Hurricane. At the angle it goes to Goodman. Got a big basket against Pineview also, Rignell did. A little weave out in front goes to Stevenson. Stevenson down the lane, dishes to the baseline to Goodman, can't get the shot away. To Cody Bundy. Bundy looking for the screen, looking for the opportunity to shoot. To Goodman, to Stevenson. Stevenson back out in front of Bundy. Head fakes, takes the jump shot, and hits it. Tie ball game. As Bundy gets his first basket of the second quarter, third basket of the night, 6 points, it's a 17-17 tie. Right side into the lineup. New man in is Cade Park. Park for Canyon View. Came in during that timeout. Park looking down low to Rand James. Dixie doing a better job of defending. Larry Stevenson deflected the pass right back into the hands of Park. Back out in front it comes to Barnes. Barnes to Park. Park down the sideline. It goes to Gason. Down underneath. The pass goes to Tate. Misses the first shot. Puts it back up and in. Jaron Tate. A 6'5 junior gets his second basket, makes Canyon View the 19-17 leader again. Cross-court pass by Bundy, thrown away, turnover by Dixon. Just scored it over the head and just took off when sailing out of the ballpark over the head of Goodman. It's out of bounds to Canyon View in backcourt. Bundy to sit down. Cody Bundy really struggling tonight. Garasoli, Wegkamp, Goodman, Stevenson, Rignell for Dixie. Barnes, Park, Gason, Nate James, and Rand James for Canyon View. Rignell and Nate James leaning on each other. At the left angle, it goes to Park. Out in front it comes for a three-pointer by Barnes. No good. Rebound brought down by Rignell. Rignell working hard underneath. Leaves it for Garasoli. Pushing it into forecourt to Goodman. Had the notion from three. Didn't take the shot. To the high post to Rignell. Turns on his defender, loses the ball, ball deflected. There's going to be a three-second violation. Rignell trying to pass the ball out in front. Had the ball deflected and got caught in the lane too long. Turnover by Dixie. Another turnover. Into the lineup comes Zach Gowan, or Cowan, I should say, for Canyon View. Also in, Blair Einfeld for Canyon View. And it's out of bounds to the Falcons. Falcons doing an excellent job right now on Dixie, 19-17. Canyon View with the lead. At the angle, it goes to Park. Park to Einfeld. Barnes getting a breather this time. Man-to-man defense by Dixie this time to Park. Down low to Rand James. Hits the trailer. That's Nate James on the weak side. As everybody collapsed on Rand James, he found his brother who's got the easy layup. Timeout again, Dixie. 21-17, Canyon View. 4:58 left in the half, and the gym is alive back after this timeout. A struggle here in the first half for Dixie High. It looked like they were going to do well. 7-2, the lead at one point for Dixie. But Canyon View has come back and is taking control of the game. The pace of the game is definitely Canyon View. Slow, more deliberate. Bounce pass goes down low to Rignell. Head fakes, can't get the shot away. Wants to lean in. They call a three-second violation again on Rignell. Got trapped by Nate James. Nate James is 6'6", is spindly, has long arms, and each of the James brothers just keeps getting taller. Cade was about 6'3", and he's graduated from Cedar High. Rand, the junior, is about 6'4", and Nate is 6'6". Into the corner. The pass comes out in front again.
to the left side. It goes to Einfeld. Einfeld dishes off out in front to Zach Cowan. Cowan to the free throw line to Park. Jump shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Rignell. Rignell to Garazzoli. Dixie down by four. 21-17. Canyon View with the lead. Garazzoli in the forecourt. Canyon View back defensively. Steve Hodson has his team working very well defensively against Dixie. Corey Wegkamp. Wegkamp underneath to Stevenson. A travel call. Stevenson trying to get the pass back out in front into a good shooting position. Another turnover by Dixie. A raft of turnovers here in the first half for Dixie. And a real frustration for Coach Ken Robinson. Across the 10-second line, Zach Cowan with the pass to the right side to Rand James. Back into the lineup. Back out in front to brother Nate. To the left side to Einfeld. Einfeld can shoot that perimeter shot, even though he's almost as big as the basketball. To the baseline, it goes to Park. Back out in front to Einfeld. Einfeld at the point to Park. Once again back to Einfeld, who hits the jump shot. Einfeld with his second three-pointer. And from a 15-15 tie, it's been a 9-2 run by Canyon View to begin the second quarter of play. A dead second quarter for Dixie. Only 2 points. Pass goes to Goodman. Out in front it goes to Garasoli. 24-17. Dixie trailing Canyon View. Skip pass cross court goes to Wegkamp at the baseline. Double team. Can't get the pass away. Foul will go to Canyon View. Canyon View with a personal foul. That may belong to Einfeld. May have bumped to Wegkamp. Personal foul is Einfeld, and that is number one on Blair Einfeld. Fourth team foul. Back into the lineup comes Steve Barnes. Back in comes Jaron Tate for Canyon View. To sit down will be Cade Park. And to sit down will be Johnny Gason. Garasoli comes out and Bundy back in. Goodman ready to inbound. Does so right into the hands of Einfeld. Intended for Wegkamp. Another turnover. Pass, lead pass comes to Rand James at the baseline. Double team leaves it out in front for Einfeld. Einfeld to Barnes. The little watch pocket guard doing a good job for Canyon View. To the right side, pass goes down underneath to Rand James. Turnaround jump shot over the basket. A foul will go to Stevenson before the shot. Personal foul number one on Larry Stevenson. Team foul number four. And Dixie looking for some firepower. Clint Alexander sitting on the sidelines. He is not even dressed tonight with that injured ankle. Shane Parachance, just coming off the flu, is into the lineup for the first time. And Goodman into the lineup, coming out. Stevenson out. And back in is Andre Sparks, Canyon View, to inbounds. Ball knocked away by Cody Bundy. Bundy's hand so quick. Amazingly quick. Out of bounds to Canyon View at the baseline once again. 24-17. 7-point advantage by Canyon View. Inbound comes to Steve Barnes. Only 2 points, and we are 5 minutes into the second quarter. 2 points in the second quarter for Dixie. At the angle, it goes to Zach Cowan. Back out in front to Barnes. To the right side to Einfeld. Einfeld being guarded closely by Parachance. A little matchup zone. Einfeld pass to the baseline to Rand James. Doesn't take the shot. Back out in front to Barnes. Running left-handed layup. Good. Barnes right down the middle. Nobody stepped in front of him, and Barnes has the basket. 2 points. Make it 26-17. 9-point lead by Canyon View against Dixie. 2:20 left in the first half of play. Bundy out in front to Wegkamp. Left side it goes to Parachance. Back to Wegkamp. Free throw line. Lost the ball. Almost went into the basket. Got his own rebound and hooked it up and in. Wegkamp just had the ball float out of his hands, hit the basket, and almost go in. Got his own rebound and put it back up and in. Only the second basket of the quarter. Timeout Canyon View. A minute 58 left in the first half of play. 26-19. Dixie trailing Canyon View. Canyon View with the lead, and Steve Hodson just wants the 22nd timeout. As Canyon View is doing a number on Dixie, doing a great defensive job on the Flyers, handling the ball well, and the two little guards, Steve Barnes and Blair Einfeld, really playing well tonight. Both of them have hit the shot. Barnes did a little running layup, has 4 points on the night with the two free throws he has, and Einfeld has 8 points. Full court pressure by Dixie, 26-19. 7-point lead by Canyon View. Dixie does not want to be trailing at the half for the second game in a row.
Across the 10-second line comes Einfeld. Almost travels with the basketball down the sidelines. It goes to Zach Cowan. Cowan back out in front eventually to Barnes. Steve Barnes to start the offense once again. A minute 35 left in the first half of play. Canyon View being patient. Into the corner it goes to Steve Barnes. Barnes looks for help. Back out to Einfeld. Einfeld working on Bundy. Back to Steve Barnes. Barnes gets in front of Wegkamp. Bounce pass down low. Back to Barnes. Barnes will take the two-point shot and miss it. Rebound into the hands of Cowan. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. And there will be a foul. Foul will belong to Wegkamp. Cowan, in among three Dixie players, kept getting the rebound. Dixie with their biggest struggle of the year. Wegkamp with his first personal foul, 15 foul. And at the free throw line, shooting two will be Cowan. 26-19. Dixie struggling against Canyon View. Against Pine View the other night, Dixie just came out, worked hard, came from behind, got the lead, and Pine View made a couple of runs. Free throw up, no good by Cowan. Zach Cowan misses his first one. 26-19. 7-point lead. Cowan trying to make it 8. Next free throw is good. It's kind of a cozy gym. Not much sideline. Not much on either end of the court. 27-19. 8-point lead by Canyon View. Cody Bundy, with a minute 6 left in the half, will take the jump shot, but he was fouled ahead of time by Canyon View. And that foul belongs, I believe, to Rand James. James picks up his first personal foul. That is a 15 foul on Canyon View. A minute even left in the ballgame. 27-19, 8-point lead. Bundy trying to get away, loses the basketball at the baseline, dishes back out in front. Parachon, set shot, good. Parachon, nothing but the bottom of the net. Inside the line, so it's only a 2-pointer, makes it 27-21. Dixie to put the clamps on again. In backcourt, Steve Barnes gets it to Rand James. Now numbers. Underneath it goes to Cowan, leans in, banks the shot home. Cowan gets the 2 points back. 35 seconds left in the half. It's 29-21 Canyon View. Very slow, low-scoring ball game. Cody Bundy looking for help. Bundy, cross-court skip pass goes to Parachon. Baseline jump shot, good. Parachon has hit two of them, 29-23. So coming off the sick bed, Parachon's doing well. 12 seconds left in the half. Einfeld into forecourt. Good hesitation dribble. Good ball handler working on Wegkamp. Duran James back to Einfeld. Einfeld bounce pass stolen by Parachon. Comes out on the dribble, can't get the shot away. But Canyon View did not get the last shot. At the half, it's 29-23. Canyon View with the lead over Dixie. We'll be back and take a look at the first half scoring. Another slow second quarter by Dixie. They only had 6 points against Pineview Wednesday night. Tonight, Dixie going 5 minutes with only one basket, finally got three more and has a total of 8 points in the second quarter. Very slow second quarter. And Dixie looking a little bit shell-shocked right now. There is not the life that you usually see in a Dixie High School team. And it looks like Dixie still suffering the effects of that loss at the hands of Pineview. After Dixie put out such an effort and Pineview took the ball game away from them on Wednesday. Tonight, Canyon View doing an excellent job defensively as they've clogged some of the passing lanes for Dixie, doing a good job with the boards, with the height up front, and the little guards with their not big stature, kind of frail, look kind of like ringers. They aren't very big, they aren't very tall. They don't have much weight. In fact, you could probably put two of them together and not even get a good heavyweight wrestler. But they are very, very quick, and they are doing the job with the long jump shot and handling the basketball. Let's take a look at the Canyon View scoring here in the first half of play. Off the bench, Zach Cowan has a basket, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 3 points. Also off the bench, Johnny Gason, coming off a sick bed, has not scored yet. And also off the bench, Kate Park has yet to pick up a point. So just the 3 points by Cowan. Among the starters, guard Steve Barnes with 2-for-2 from the free throw line, plus a basket, a total of 4 points. Blair Einfeld with three baskets, two of them three-pointers, a total of 8 first-half points. Nate James has three baskets, a total of 6 points on the night, and a couple of personal fouls. He's the only one in foul trouble of any sort on either side. Older brother Ram James, a basket in each quarter, a total of 4 points. Jaron Tate, a basket in each quarter, a total of 4 points. For Dixie, here's how the first half scoring went. Shane Parachance providing a little spark off the bench, hit 2 late second quarter baskets for a total of 4 points. Matt Goodman has not scored. Todd Rignell came off the bench, has not scored. Larry Stevenson off the bench, has not scored. Among the starters, Corey Wegkamp had the basket for a total of 2 points. Cody Bundy, 3 baskets, a total of 6 points. Brent Garasoli, once again struggling, not really getting many shots, did hit a 3-pointer early, but has just the 3 points on the night. Adam Monson, without a point yet, and Andre Sparks, once again a huge first quarter, as he has 2 baskets, 1 a three-pointer, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, and a total of 8 points. There you have your first half scoring, as Canyon View has surprised Dixie 29-23. Let's take this time out. We will be back with the second half of action as the Falcons have the Flyers on the run. 29-23 Canyon View at the half. Back after this. Back here at Canyon View High School, where the Falcons have a 29-23 lead over the Flyers. The Flyers led early, 2-0, then had a 7-2 lead before Canyon View came back, finally got a lead. Dixie tied it at 15 at the end of the first quarter. Then Dixie went into an offensive blue haze, if you will, scoring only 8 points in the second quarter once again. Canyon View coming up with a huge second quarter to get the advantage, outscoring Dixie 14-8 in that second quarter. To begin the second half of action, Canyon View will have the basketball. Back to the original starting lineup, let's take a look. Yes, it will be Einfeld, the James brothers, Tate, and Steve Varnes for Canyon View, Wegkamp, Bundy, Garasoli, Monson, and Sparks for Dixie. Second half underway, and with the basketball, little Steve Varnes. Varnes, all 5 feet, 6 inches of him. Pass down low goes to Ram James, who hits the turnaround jump shot. Ram James has a basket in each quarter now, and it's back out to an 8-point lead, 31-23. Cody Bundy looking right, passes left. Comes back to Corey Wegkamp. Wegkamp at the point goes to Brent Garasoli. A little weave right out in front. Can't get any penetration, Canyon View. A little bit of a matchup zone now for their own defense. To Wegkamp, free throw line jump shot, no good. Tapped around by Bundy, taken away by Nate James. Nate James to brother Rand. Rand, only a junior. He has another year to play, and he is big and strong and plays all the sports, including being quarterback on the football team. Einfeld to the right side, goes to the high post to Rand James. Underneath to brother Nate, his shot blocked from behind by Andre Sparks. If Dixie gets the basket on that one, that could be the locker room defensive play of the game. As Sparks blocked that one from behind, Cody Bundy head fakes at the free throw line, leaves it out in front to Sparks to Garasoli. Garasoli looking for help. Brings it back out in front to Corey Wegkamp. Wegkamp goes to the right side, brings it back. No, cannot find anybody. To Monson. Monson underneath goes to Garasoli. Layup good. Garasoli, beautiful pass from Monson and cuts the margin to 6. So that will be the locker room defensive play of the game. The block by Andre Sparks that got converted into 2 points at the other end. Pass goes to Nate James. Back out in front it comes to Steve Varnes. 31-25, 6-point lead by Canyon View. Skip pass cross court to Blair Einfeld. Back out in front it comes to Varnes. Canyon View with their little guards forces Dixie to extend out their defense a little. To Nate James. Back out in front it comes to Steve Varnes. Back to Einfeld. Canyon View. Their pace right now. They want to take some time off the clock, get the good shot. Work that Dixie defense to the high post to Rand James. Back to Steve Varnes. It is a pace that will be good for Canyon View as it stands right now. Ball knocked away by Sparks. Picked up by Nate James again. Double team on the basketball. Back to Einfeld to Rand James. Brings it back out in front to Steve Varnes. 5:45 left in the third quarter of play. 31-25. 6-point lead by Canyon View. To the left side, it goes to Rand James. Dixie not getting any steals. Pass underneath goes to Tate. And a whistle and a foul. It will be called on Andre Sparks. Sparks knew that he had fouled. The whistle was late in coming, and that will put Canyon View at the free throw line to shoot two. First team foul in the second half. Canyon View playing an excellent ball game against Dixie, and Dixie struggling with some turnovers in that first half. Coach Ken Robinson looks a little shell-shocked right now. Standing along the sidelines, free throw up and too long by Jaron Tate. Tate misses the first one. Canyon View with a five-game losing streak and is 0-2 in Region 9 play, trying to get an advantage. Free throw up, no good, misses two. So Tate misses two, rebound comes down into the hands of Dixie. Coming the other way, Corey Wegkamp. Wegkamp across the 10-second line, beautiful painting of an eagle right in the middle of the floor. Wegkamp standing right on the right wing of that. To Cody Bundy, penetrates, pulls up, 12-footer, good. Cody Bundy has 8 points on the night. 31-27, four-point advantage. As Dixie has carved another 2 points off of that, this one's going to be a tough lead to overcome. Canyon View controlling the tempo right now. Barnes to Einfeld. Both Einfeld and Barnes handle the ball very well, dribble the ball very well. They don't have very far to dribble it. They are not that tall, but they are great ball handlers. Little watch pocket guard, Steve Barnes. And if they grow any, they're going to be tough. Back out in front. It comes to Barnes after going to the baseline to Rand James. To the high post to Rand James. Pass down low to his brother Nate. Shot up off the bottom of the backboard, off the hands of Garasoli. Out of bounds to Canyon View. So Dixie doing a good job of collapsing on Nate James and forcing him to hurry the shot. But instead, it's out of bounds to Canyon View. Into the corner it comes to Einfeld. Brings it way out in front to Nate James. 6'6 and a sophomore. He'll be around for two more years. To the left angle, to Einfeld. Out near the 10-second line to Barnes. Back to Einfeld. Into the corner to Rand James. Pass. Does it to Tate. It puts it up and in. Tate with basket number three. Make it 33-27. 6 point lead for Canyon View. Cody Bundy. Palm pass cross court. A little low for Garasoli. He saves it. Pass deflected by Canyon View, fast break by the Falcons. Lead pass comes to Rand James. Bank shot no good. Rebound brought down by Canyon View again. Dixie traveling after the basketball, diving after the basketball. Wegkamp comes up with the basketball to Cody Bundy. Three-point attempt up, no good. Rebound brought down by Canyon View. There will be a foul on Montford. Montford with personal foul number two. Team foul number two on Dixie. Dixie just could not overcome Canyon View. Canyon View controlling the ball game right now and has the six-point lead. Masterful job by Canyon View, and Dixie struggling against the Falcons. Full court pressure. Dixie putting a trap on Steve Barnes. Still in backcourt. The pass deflected off the foot of the official. Put up and in by Andre Sparks as he got the basketball back. 10 points by Sparks, 33-29. Into forecourt, Rand James to Steve Barnes. Jump shot with the left hand, no good. Rebound, Nate James. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, Garasoli. Suddenly, Canyon View going out of their game plan and starting to run with Dixie. Garasoli into forecourt. Dixie trailing by four to Cody Bundy. Left side to Wegkamp. Goes right to the baseline. Lays it off, no good. Rebound tapped around. Taken on the floor by Canyon View. Dixie, nobody grabbing hold of the basketball. Rignell into the lineup. Couldn't get the rebound as it just bounced away from him. Canyon View with the basketball. Barnes and Einfeld. Now Canyon View to slow things down again. 2:50 left in the first half of play. Einfeld leaves it for Barnes. Dixie not extending out the defense right now. To the right side it goes to Einfeld. Canyon View passing the ball very well. Einfeld will let fly for three and hit it. No, two. Foot was on the line. The official says the foot was on the line. 35-29, back to a six-point lead. Dixie, a golden opportunity to get closer, couldn't. Now it's a six-point lead by Canyon View. 2:24 left in the third quarter of this game. To Cody Bundy. Bundy looks for help. Goes to the high post to Sparks. Turnaround jump shot. Good! Sparks, right at the free throw line, has 12 points on the night. For Andre Sparks, that is a new career high, and he's playing good defensively also. Ball thrown away by Canyon View, out of bounds to Dixie. The officials look at each other to see if anybody saw somebody from Canyon View other than Canyon View touch the ball. Steve Hodson wanted to talk about that when he's holding the basketball, getting his 2 bits worth in with the official, and then tosses it to the official. It was just plain thrown away by Canyon View. Dixie trying to make a run within four, 35-31. Canyon View with the lead. At the angle, it goes to Garasoli. Garasoli, high post to Sparks. Back to Rignell. Will step for three. Good! Todd Rignell, right at the top of the key. Assist to Sparks. And it's a 35-34 ball game. 1 point lead by Canyon View, and the pressure starting to get to Canyon View. Broken this time with a pass to Rand James. Canyon View with a minute 37 left in the third quarter. Dixie's making a comeback. At the point, it goes to Steve Barnes. Barnes. To the right side, it goes to Einfeld. Canyon View playing very well, but Dixie making a run. The pass by Einfeld, deflected by Bundy. Quick hands by Bundy. It's out of bounds to Canyon View. A minute 23 left in the third quarter. And a couple of defensive plays by Andre Sparks may have turned things around for Dixie. Still trailing by one. Inbounds pass. Knocked away from Einfeld. Picked up by Bundy, who lays it up and in. Dixie leads with a minute 17 left. The inbounds pass was a little low to Einfeld. Bundy took advantage of it and got the steal. Foul will go to Bundy, trying to block the pass, and Bundy has his second personal foul. Ended up in a heap with Steve Barnes. Third team foul. It's out of bounds to Canyon View. 35-36-35. Timeout, Canyon View. With a minute 10 left in the third quarter, 36-35, Dixie with a one-point lead. We'll be back after this timeout. A minute 10 left in the third quarter of play, and Dixie has come back to take the lead against Canyon View in what has proven to be one wild game, and Dixie with a huge comeback. Some defensive play, the trap, the pressure, a couple of steals by Andre Sparks, and that seems to have sparked Dixie. Six men on the floor. Somebody has to leave. Goodman, Bundy, Garasoli to come out will be Andre Sparks. Sparks to get a breather. 36-35. Sparks wanted to play. Six on five. Pretty good deal. Into the lineup. Einfeld and Barnes in that guard position. Gason into the lineup for the first time this half for Canyon View. Dixie leads by one. Hook pass cross court to Einfeld. Strapping the basketball to the baseline. Gason hits the jump shot. First basket of the night for Gason, and Canyon View has the lead again, 37-36. Matt Goodman into forecourt leaves it for Cody Bundy. Bundy to work on Einfeld. Bundy looks like a power forward compared to Einfeld. Cross court pass intended for Goodman. Deflected off the hands of Barnes. Out of bounds. Goodman drew the hands back down just in time not to touch that one. Jaron Tate back into the lineup. Nate James to sit down. Great potential. A young Canyon View team. And it's going to get better. Into the corner it comes to Stevenson. Dixie trailing by one with 31 seconds left in the third quarter. Bundy. Bounce pass down low to Stevenson. Reverses. Dishes off to Rignell. Can't get the shot away. His pass through the hands of Garasoli. Back to Goodman. Goodman goes right to the baseline. Can't get the shot away. Down low to Rignell. Gets away. Left hand set up and in. Rignell, great post-up move, had his defender on his back, and had an unassailed left-hander up and in, 38-37. Dixie with the lead, 12 seconds left in the third quarter. Big comeback by the Flyers. Barnes at the point to the high post. It goes to Gason. Gason, jump shot over Stevenson, will not fall. Rebound Dixie. Garasoli from in backcourt. Ricochets too high, does not go in. At the end of three quarters, Dixie has grabbed the lead, 38-37. Back with the fourth and final stanza after this timeout. Steve Hodson lobbying a little bit with the officials. Ken Robinson very calm in this second half. As Principal Vicki Wilson of Canyon View, right at the one end of the court, watching her team, her school's team. Dixie has the ball to begin the fourth and final quarter. Garasoli with the basketball, lobbed to the corner. Goes to Cody Bundy. Bundy back out in front. It comes to Goodman. A lot of turnovers in the second quarter. Helps toss Dixie the lead. Playing much better here in the second half. Pass down low goes to Stevenson. Reverses. Goes to the basket with the layup. Stevenson, a huge athletic move. went right, went left, up and under with a layup, and Dixie leads by three, 40-37, and putting on the trap on the basketball. Einfeld being guarded closely by Bundy. Bundy trying to force him back to the left side. The pass finally comes back to the left to Barnes. Barnes to the left angle to Ram James. James looking for help underneath. Ball knocked away by Garasoli. Garasoli steals the ball but has it on the sidelines. It's out of bounds to Canyon View. So almost for Dixie. Dixie with a three-point lead, 40-37. 7-10 left in the fourth and final quarter. Inbound comes to Ram James. James back out in front to Steve Barnes. Canyon View began to run just a little bit with Dixie, and Dixie took advantage of it. Back out in front comes to Barnes. Barnes at the point to Einfeld at the left side. Einfeld into the left corner. It goes to Gason. The trap on the basketball knocked away by Garasoli. Garasoli has been somewhat silent offensively. 5 points on the night, and that's it. Has been the leading scorer for Dixie. Coming off a 21-point night against Pineview. Gason ready to inbound. Gason can't find anybody. Now gets it to Jaron Tate. Tate forced to the baseline. Brings it out in front again to Barnes. Barnes at the left angle working on Bundy. Bundy just towers over Barnes. And Cody Bundy's only 5'11". Back to Barnes. Barnes gets in front of Bundy at the free throw line. Doesn't take the shot. Pass deflected. Stolen by Goodman. Quick hands by Dixie. Goodman across the 10-second line with a dribble at the point guard position. Goodman looking down low, can't find anybody. Now gets it down low to Rignell. Hooks it up with the left hand. Good. Rignell, a little soft left-handed hook. Puts it up and in. Foul in backcourt will go to Goodman trying to steal the ball. Dixie with a 5-point lead. Goodman has his first personal. Fourth team foul on Dixie. Canyon View yet to commit a foul in the second half. Fast-moving ball game. Rand James with the basketball. Ready to inbound. Does so to Einfeld. Einfeld against Garasoli. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Nate James. Lays it up. No good. Crashing the boards. Stevenson and Rignell loses the ball out of bounds. Out of bounds to Canyon View. Sparks, Rignell, Stevenson all giving a defensive lift to Dixie. Rignell with some offense and Stevenson a huge basket. Ready to inbounds will be Canyon View. Lob pass comes way out near the 10-second line to Steve Barnes. Gets in front of Bundy and then throws the ball away. Einfeld not expecting Barnes to pass it. Canyon View wants a timeout. With 6:08 left in the ball game, Canyon View gets the timeout. 42-37, Dixie with the lead. Just a 20-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. As Canyon View a little rattled by Dixie. Dixie's defense finally coming to the forefront, and a couple of plays by Andre Sparks helped get the spark going. And yes, I did go for the punt on that. Canyon View rattled just a little bit. It's a young ball club, but it's a team with some talent. Dixie using a little senior experience and some patience, and the defense putting the clamps on. Dixie will have the ball out of bounds. Dixie has run off four unanswered points here in the fourth quarter. Canyon View has gone almost 2 minutes without scoring. Dixie with a couple of baskets as they came from behind to get the lead to Stevenson down low. Pass intended for Goodman. Almost stolen. Picked up by Rignell. To Garasoli, back to Stevenson, head fakes, puts it up, banks it home. Larry Stevenson has his second basket of the night. Stevenson with a career-high 4 points. Elbow thrown by Tate, or do they call it on Goodman? Tate got an elbow in the top and went down, and I think they're going to call a foul on Goodman. Matt Goodman has his second personal foul as Tate holding the ball up high. Got Goodman in the chops. Goodman fell down. Knocked it off balance, and the foul went to Goodman. That is the 15th foul on Dixie. Some substitutions in. As Kate Park comes in for Canyon View. Full court pressure. Trap on the basketball. Barnes has the ball deflected. Taken away. Taken by Bundy. Bundy to the basket. Puts it up and in. Foul on Barnes. Bundy gets the basket. Barnes just could not knock it away and gets his first personal foul, a chance for the three-point play. Dixie with 8 unanswered points here in the fourth quarter. Into the lineup comes Einfeld. Coming out is Barnes. And the experience starting to show as Dixie has put the clamps on. Cody Bundy combining with Garasoli to get the steal. Bundy getting the basket. Now at the free throw line, Cody Bundy with a total of 12 points on the night. Bundy steadies himself. Free throw up and too long. Rebound brought down by Ram James. So Dixie, 8 points to nothing in this fourth quarter, has a 46-37 lead. A 9-point lead now. They had the 1-point lead at the end of three quarters. Blair Einfeld is the left side. It goes to Park along the baseline. Layup shot good by Tate. Good move. Baseline move by Einfeld. Ends an 8-point run by Dixie. 5:07 left in the ball game. Dixie with the basketball in backcourt. Coach Ken Robinson trying to use his entire bench, what he has. Clint Alexander not there tonight. Shane Parachance providing a little spark in the first half. Driving as Bundy dishes way out in front to Goodman to the left angle to Rignell. Doesn't take the three-pointer. Drives around his man. Takes the 10-footer and hits it. Rignell. Huge, huge 9 second-half point total. 48-39. Back to a 9-point lead. Full court pressure by Dixie. In backcourt. Park. Double team. Park can't get the pass away. Einfeld throws it away. Off the hands of Einfeld. And Dixie with the pressure. Just bothering Canyon View. Something fierce. Steve Hodson trying to stop the bleeding right now. Goodman inbounds to Garasoli. Garasoli right to the free throw line to Rignell. Head fake. Free throw line. Takes the jump shot too hard. Rebound brought down by Rand James. Canyon View with the basketball. Dixie leads by 9, 48-39. 4:23 left in the ball game. Canyon View may have to run with Dixie yet. Einfeld against Bundy. Einfeld gets away, picked up by Goodman. Along the baseline, double team, ball knocked away off the knee of Bundy. Dixie will go soft on the defense until they get the man where they want and then put the clamps on. Bundy and Goodman just put the clamps on Einfeld, who almost lost the basketball, trapped in the corner. Rand James, ready to inbound, does so, way in backcourt to brother Nate James, who hasn't really seen the ball much in the second half, to Einfeld. Einfeld working on Bundy. Bundy forcing him to the left. Cuts him off as he comes back to Park. Bounce pass back to Einfeld at the left angle to the high post to Rand James. Down low it goes to Tate. Ball knocked away by Rignell. Foul will go to Rignell. That is his first. That is the sixth team foul. 6-1, the team foul. Dixie has 6. Canyon View 1. 3:53 left in the ball game. Dixie has taken a 48-39 lead and trying to nurse this one home. Dixie at the free throw line will be Tate. They're ruling that Tate was going up for the shot. Personal foul number one on Rignell. Tate is 0-for-2 on the night. First free throw is good. Tate, a basket in each quarter, now has a free throw. Make it 9 points on the night for Jaron Tate. 48-40. Dixie with the lead. Second free throw up and good. Tate hits two, 48-41. To the baseline, it goes to Rignell. Trapped along the baseline, dishes way out in front to Goodman. To the high post, it goes to Stevenson. Stevenson, excellent passer, bounce pass to Garasoli in the lane. Layup deflected by Rand James, picked out by Blair Einfeld. Here comes Canyon View again. Garasoli trying to get to the basket, and James got a hand on it. Double team on the basketball to Rand James. Back to Einfeld. Canyon View regaining their composure. Einfeld to the baseline. It goes. Jump shot up by Rand James. Good. 4 unanswered points by Canyon View. As Rand James gets the basket in every quarter. Back to a 5-point lead. 48-43. Actually, 4 unanswered points. That's correct. By Canyon View. Goodman with the basketball. Leaves it for Stevenson. Too big. Drawn away off the fingertips of Stevenson. An unforced error. 2:55 left in the ball game. Here comes Canyon View down by 5. Duran James. Canyon View, enough time. Andre Sparks ready to come back into the lineup. 3-point attempt. Einfeld short. Rebound brought down by Bundy. Bundy looks for the fast break. It isn't there. Now Bundy cruising into forecourt. 20-second timeout called by Dixie with 2:37 left in the ball game. 48 43. Dixie with the lead. Andre Sparks back into the lineup. Sparks has been a tremendous ball player in this game. Stevenson has had a great game. Rignell has had a great game. Rignell and Stevenson off the bench. Coming in for Monson and Sparks is there in that rotation. 48-43, 5-point lead by Dixie. After trailing by as much as 9 points, Dixie has come back to take the lead against Canyonview. And Canyonview fired up, playing very well. Next time out, it's Dixie Cedar. That's Wednesday night. By the way, tomorrow afternoon on KSBI, 1:45 broadcast time, it's Arkansas versus Kentucky. And at 7:15 tomorrow night, it's the University of Utah versus the University of Wyoming. Western Athletic Conference play. You'll hear that on both KSGI and KZEZ. Dixie with the basketball. Sparks into the corner to Goodman. Dixie to play a little keep away with 2:25 left in the ball game. To Rignell. They'll leave Rignell alone out near the 10-second line. Trying to get a little weave going. Goes to Sparks in the right corner. Sparks brings away out near the 10-second line to Goodman. Canyonview will extend out the defense. Steve Barnes back into the lineup. To Sparks. Sparks to the right side to Garasoli. Into the corner to Goodman. Down underneath to Bundy, who dribbles that off the foot of Jaron Tate out of bounds. Break for Dixie. It looked like it went off the foot of Tate and off the leg of Bundy. Steve Hodson can hear the boos on that one. Timeout Canyonview with 2:05 left in the ballgame. 48-43. They're going to have to get a full timeout. Dixie with the lead over Canyonview, 2:05 left, back after this timeout. After their three previous games, when Dixie scored 85, 77, and 78, Dixie scored 53 last time out against Pineview, has only 48 now, but the difference is Canyonview has the 43, Dixie 48-43 with the lead, and Dixie has the ball at the baseline. Matt Goodman ready to inbound. Way out in front, it comes to Cody Bundy. Guarded by Einfeld. They're going to get a quick foul on Einfeld. Einfeld with his second personal foul. That is the second team foul. And it might be interesting now because Canyonview trying to go for the steal, but Dixie has a ways to go before they shoot free throws. Dixie can play keep away for a while. Matt Goodman ready to inbound. Does so to Garasoli. To Andre Sparks playing a little keep away. Quick foul will go to Nate James. That is his third. And Canyonview is going to have to foul rapidly. Dixie to play keep away. 2 minutes left in the ball game. Johnny Gason ready to come in for Canyonview. And Nate James to sit down with three personal fouls. Ready to inbound. Goodman inbound to Cody Bundy. Bundy. Out in front, it comes to Andre Sparks. Sparks to the right side to Rignell. Dixie playing keep away. Pass cross court, almost thrown away. Sparks didn't see Goodman there initially. Looked like he tried to hold on to it. Einfeld with a foul on Bundy as he got the basketball. Einfeld has his third personal foul. That is the fourth team foul. And all the time running off the clock. 1:46 left in the game. Dixie by 5. 48-43. And Steve Hodson, going beyond the coaching box, wants to talk to the official for a minute and warned to stand back in the coaching box. Matt Goodman, ready to inbound, does so to Cody Bundy. Bundy looks for help, goes to the high post to Rignell. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot, now takes the shot and misses. Rebound, tapped by Garasoli, grabbed by Garasoli. Hook pass comes to Bundy, knocked out of bounds off the hands of Bundy. So with 1:35 left, Canyonview gets the shot back, gets the basketball back. Rignell, a good 10-foot jump shot right in front of the basket, went in and came right back out. That's something he's been hitting all night. Back in, Nate James to sit down, Johnny Gason. Full court pressure by Dixie. Barnes in backcourt. Dixie leading by 5. At the angle, it goes to Tate. Tate along the baseline. Pass comes back to Rand James. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound brought down by Garasoli. Garasoli with the rebound. Garasoli in backcourt. 1:20 left in the ball game. Gets it to Matt Goodman. Goodman will be fouled by Steve Barnes. That is number 2 on Barnes. 15 foul. 1:15 left in the ball game. Canyonview has another one to give. 48-43. This may be a nail-biter to the finish for both sides. Odd that not committing fouls has worked against Canyon View FBN. Inbounds comes to Cody Bundy. Bundy working on Einfeld behind the back dribble. Bundy looks for help. Will take the shot off balance, thinking he had been fouled. No good. Rebound put up and in by Rignell. Rignell, huge basket, 11 points on the night. 50-43, Dixie leads to the baseline to Einfeld. Ball knocked away by Rignell. Out of bounds to Canyon View. 56.1 seconds left in the contest. Dixie with a 7-point lead. And Canyon View with the ball out of bounds in backcourt. At their own baseline, Rand James trying to find somebody to pass it to. Dixie has the inbound pass covered. Ball knocked away by Garasoli. Picked up by Nate James. Bounce pass comes to Steve Barnes. Free throw line jump shot. Good! Steve Barnes hits it. Cuts the margin to 5 with 46 seconds left. Inbound pass taken by Garasoli. Garasoli is going to be fouled by Tate. No, they're going to call the offensive foul on Garasoli. Garasoli being bumped up the court. They're going to call the offensive foul on Garasoli as Tate took the charge. Dixie wants a timeout with 43.2 seconds left. Dixie by 5. 50-45, back with the final 43.2 seconds after this timeout. Dixie with the advantage, 50-45. Canyon View will have the basketball. 43.2 seconds left. Barnes, huge basket. And then a tough call, Garasoli being dogged all the way down the court. Tate jumped in front of him, and it looked like it was going to be a foul on Tate. Suddenly, they called the offensive foul on Garasoli. Turnover by Dixie. Dixie will put the full court pressure on. Canyon View with the basketball to inbounds. Rand James into brother Nate James. Rand James in backcourt. Sparks and Bundy doing the defensive job. Einfeld still in backcourt. To Barnes, gets it into forecourt. To Rand James, to Jaron Tate. Tate looks for help at the baseline. Dishes back. Pass almost stolen by Goodman. Picked up by Barnes. Bounce pass along the baseline. Back out in front. Nate James. Three-point attempt. No good. Rebound. Tapped away. Finally taken by Einfeld. Three-point attempt. No good. Rebound. Crashing the board. Goodman gets the ball. Foul will go to Rand James. With 16.2 seconds left. Rand James with his second personal foul. That is only the sixth team foul on Canyon View. And it's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. 16.2 seconds left. Gason into the lineup to provide some defensive quickness. Dixie leading by 5. 16.2 seconds left. The Flyers trying to hang on for victory. Inbound to Rignell. In backcourt is Sparks. Gets it to Goodman. Goodman into forecourt. Intended for Garasoli. Stolen by Rand James. 5 seconds left. 4 seconds left. From in backcourt, Blair Einfeld will take the three-pointer. That's a correction. It's going to be 1.2 seconds left. It's out of bounds to Canyon View. We could not see the top part of the number. It looked like it was 5 seconds. It was 9 seconds left instead. Out of bounds to Canyon View. Gason. Dixie leads by 5. Inbounds to Rand James. Shot no good. And there it ends as Dixie hangs on for a 50-45 victory over Canyon View. 50-45 the final as Dixie goes to 2-1 in league play, and that's one of those blue collar jobs. Literally, maybe the blue and white collar for Dixie as they hang on against a very, very hard working Canyon View ball club. 50-45 the final. We'll be back hopefully with a visit with Coach Ken Robinson. Final scoring totals after this timeout. Well, 50-45. What a wild one between Canyon View and Dixie. As Dixie had a 7-2 lead, Canyon View came back in that first quarter to take the lead. And by the end of the first quarter, it was a 15-15 tie. But the second quarter proved to be the undoing for Dixie for a while. A raft of turnovers, not much in the way of good shots falling at all. In fact, not even getting much in the way of good shots. Dixie only scoring 8 points in the second quarter. And by the end of the half, Canyon View had pulled out to a 29-23 lead, leading by 9 points at one point in that ball game. Dixie came back in the third quarter and turned things around, and the King midway through the third quarter with our locker room defensive play of the game as Andre Sparks blocked a shot by Canyon View. Eventually, it worked into a basket for Dixie at the other end. Brent Garasoli with a basket in the third quarter, and Dixie began to come back, forcing Canyon View eventually to break service a little bit. Canyon View very deliberate with their offense. Dixie with the defense forced Canyon View to run a couple of dimes down the court. That was enough to get a little momentum for Dixie. Dixie to claw back, get the lead, lose the lead, then get the lead 38 to 37 right at the end of the third quarter. And the first 8 points of the fourth quarter belonged to Dixie. And from that point on, Dixie never trailed. But, oh, what a ball game the rest of the way as Dixie had to hang on. Canyon View making a run to come back and try to get close. But all in all, it was Dixie with the victory, 50-45. Let's take a look at the final scoring totals. First of all, for a game, Canyon View Ball Club, Cade Park playing in both halves, did not score. Zach Cowan didn't play in the second half. Did come in and give some good minutes in that second quarter, finished with a field goal, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 3 points on the night. Johnny Gason with a basket, a total of 2 points, and that was the sum total of the reserves. Gason got his basket in the third quarter, right when Canyon View desperately needed to have a basket. Now among the starters, little Steve Barnes, all 5 feet, five of him, hit 2 field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, and a total of 6 points on the night. For Blair Einfeld, he had 8 first-half points on 2 3-pointers and a 2-pointer, added 1 more 2-pointer in the third quarter, but was shut down the rest of the way after that by Dixie's defense, finished with a total of 10 points on the night for Einfeld. Nate James got 6 big points in the first half, but never really saw the basketball much in the second half, as Dixie put some defensive clamps on. A total of 6 points on the night for Nate James. For Ram James, a basket in each of the 4 quarters, and a total of 8 points on the night. Jaron Tate had a basket in each quarter, went 2-for-4 from the free throw line, finished with a total of 10 points on the night for Jaron Tate. There you have the 45 points for Canyon View. Now Dixie's 50 points came this way. Shane Parashon, coming right directly from the sick bed, did rest against Hurricane but did not play. Didn't even dress against Pineview as he was so ill. Didn't even get to the ball game as he was home listening to it. Parashon's playing not much, but playing well in his brief time in the second quarter. Right when Dixie needed some offense, Parashon's got a couple of key baskets at the end of the second quarter and a total of 4 points. Matt Goodman, a great floor game, but did not score on the night. Passed the ball very well. Larry Stevenson with 2 fourth-quarter baskets, 2 great moves to get baskets, 1 on a putback, 1 on a move right in the lane, finished with a career high of 4 points. And another good outing by Stevenson, our locker room defensive player of the game against Pineview, had another good night tonight in reserve. Maybe the best game of his career at Dixie High School. Todd Rignell got a couple of key rebounds in the first half, played very well in the second half, especially offensively, finished with 4 2-pointers and hit a long 3-pointer to give Dixie a boost right when they needed it. And the match, had double figures for the fourth time this year, finished with a total of 11 points. Now, among the starters, Corey Wegkamp had an unusual basket. A ball that kind of slipped out of his hands, went off the rim and right back into his hands, and he put it back up and in for a total of 2 points on the night. Cody Bundy finished with a total of 6 2-pointers and went 0-for-1 from the free throw line, finished with a total of 12 points. Brent Garasoli really held in check, a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer, and a total of 5 points for Garasoli, by far and away his low output of the year. For Adam Monson, did not score in the ball game, got a couple of key rebounds in the first half, didn't play a whole bunch in the second half, as it was the reserves up front that really came forward. Andre Sparks, who I would think, would have to be a candidate for a Defensive Player of the Game award. Finished with a total of 3 2-pointers, a three-pointer, and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Got 12 huge points tonight for a new career high. Andre Sparks tying Bundy with the lead, and a total of 50 points for Dixie. 50-45 the final. Hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with Coach Ken Robinson. The final score, 50-45, Dixie over Canyon View. We'll be back with a wrap-up and hopefully a visit with Coach Ken Robinson after this timeout. Back here at Canyon View High School, where Dixie has hung on for a 50-45 victory over Canyon View. Beautiful floor, beautiful Falcon right in the middle. And Canyon View gave Dixie all they could handle tonight in a 50-45 loss. But Dixie, a tremendous effort, another comeback effort by Dixie to come away with a victory tonight, 50-45. And we have Coach Ken Robinson joining us now. And, Coach, that has to be a little bit on the exhausting side for a coach to go through a game like that.
Is there going to be any of these region games that aren't exhausting?
This is a tough region. Even the newest one, Canyon View, can be a handful.
We keep talking about the parity, and this is supposed to be the weak team, and I'll tell you what, they would have beat most region schools tonight. They played a very good game.
Let's talk about the two little guards. They're young, they're little, and they gave you a bad time tonight in that first half especially.
Well, there's a couple things that we were doing to help them out. Some of the mistakes we make as coaches is that from game to game, with personality changes, the things that worked yesterday may not work against the team today because of their personnel. And the things that we've been doing all preseason and up to now, each team that knows us better and prepares a little bit better for us in these region schools, every region coach, I think we've seen at least 2 or 3, if not 4 or 5 times to different ball games during the season, and each one of them, really comes out and plays a ball game against us, and it's a situation that especially on their court, they're going to be tough, and they're all going to be tough. First half, we were trying to do our regular defense and being very aggressive, and our mistake was many times we were shooting too many people on the ball. There were times, Larry, that we had 3 guys out on the ball, and when we do that, they're going to kill us. Good teams that move the ball are going to have layups, and that's what they were doing. They were getting layup after layup, if not, and then not boxing out, and they were getting putbacks up in, and until we stopped their momentum, even when we did a good job, they kicked it back out, and the little guard shot a 3, and we're hitting them. And they played, I don't know if they can play any better than they played that first half, but again, I thought we had a lot to do with that in the way that we were playing them. And coming out in the second half, we basically switched back underneath. We went to a straight matchup and just made them kick their offense over and over. And when they have to swing the ball and turn it over and we're no longer gambling on defense, see, you know this, and a lot of our fans know this, basketball's a momentum game. It's an enthusiastic, a mathematician will say there's no way that pressing makes any sense because you can't, mathematically, you can't cover every angle. And if an offensive team is good and they move the ball, they're going to beat you. And that's very true, but you have to take into consideration all the panic and the young players and the quick decisions and the fundamental things where they end up with a turnover or just throw it off the fingertips. And all these things play a bearing in it. Well, these guys were not panicking, and they were doing a good job. They moved the ball, and we were double-teaming and triple-teaming, and they were shooting layups until we changed that. In the second half, they turned their offense over. They became very deliberate, which is their style. Some of our players were a little frustrated because they thought we were playing their style, but coming through the back door, we changed the momentum, took away that the defense that was giving them those shots, and then when they had to start working things around, then slowly we started hitting back on our press and our traps, and the difference in the fourth quarter was our steals and our traps and our quick baskets, et cetera. So It's the same old ball game, except we had to kind of, we got a hot team on the road, and we had to figure some way to slow them down and to do a better job of defense ourselves. And these things coaches know, but it was exciting. Boy, this crowd here got into it, and it was questionable there for a while.
It's a very alive gym. It's a very noisy
it's
gym.
It's very bright. It's new. It's a fun gym to play in. It's in Cedar, and we haven't lost here yet.
Midway through the third quarter, you were talking about the change. There was a couple of times you got turnovers, and you forced them to run just about twice down the court with you, but that was enough to get you momentum.
It did. It changed momentum. They ended up with a couple turnovers, and we ended up with a steal or two and got our blood going again. But I still believe at this point, those that saw it here, the change was that we stopped gambling. We stopped the pressure for a minute till it changed the momentum, and then we hit it on again, and that it made a difference for us.
We make a selection of a locker room defensive player of the game. You had a lot of choices tonight, but I would almost lean to Andre Sparks. He had a couple of big plays, got some big rebounds for you in that third quarter.
Andre played well for us tonight, and he needed that because he struggled a little bit the night before last, I took him out, and he needed to have another strong night tonight. And as a good senior does, he bounces back, he gets his head into it, and made a very big difference tonight. A
couple of your reserves, Todd Rignell, Larry Stevens, came off, gave you
both a cheer. Both those guys were very important to us tonight. You know, we've talked about having all four of those guys and that they were going to make a difference down the road, and this is one of those guys.